Welcome to Worship in the Workplace. Yes, it has been a while since my last podcast episode, so let me reintroduce myself. I am Pastor Bernice Cooper, and I pray that you and those dear to you have been doing as well as possible in the interim since our last episode. So very much has transpired in our world since we last spoke in April. And just in case you were wondering why there were no new podcast episodes, I have publicly been silent on purpose because I've been listening, watching, praying, even grieving, and asking God to lead me in what to say when I opened my mouth and my heart to you again. And to be totally transparent, I remained silent for a while because there seemed to be just one drastic event happening right after the next. And things were happening so quickly that I didn't want to publicly state anything that might have come across as being trite or missing the mark in light of all of the pain, the hurt, the fear, even outrage and confusion that people were feeling in response to these pandemics on top of pandemics that we were experiencing, the pandemics of COVID-19, racial division, police brutality, numerous deaths around us, unemployment, and other major issues that so many people were facing. That's why I've been silent. Our familiar and routine way of doing life has been significantly altered, and these new norms have affected how we interact with both those within our homes and in our families, as well as how we go about conducting ourselves in public. So consequently, stress, anxiety, and other negative influences may have caused some of us to adopt a what's next mindset. But I want to offer just a few words of encouragement. I know that your life as well as mine have changed, and daily there are responsibilities that we still must take care of, even in the face of a pandemic and so many other issues that are right around us. But remember, first things first. You must first put your own spiritual mask on. You must first put on your own spiritual oxygen mask. During each and every day, take a few moments or even more to renew and revitalize yourself. Because honestly, there's no way that you will be able to encourage and reassure those whom you love and those who depend upon you if you're not spiritually as strong as possible. In all that we are experiencing right now, it's very possible for us to become spiritually depleted. Just a reminder, it's all right if sometimes you're not all right. Because if the truth is told, in this current season of uncertainty, at some time or another, each of us either have had or we will have some moments when we're not spiritually at our strongest. But be reminded of the words of Psalm 73 and 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Or, as 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 9th verse reminds us, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. So in parting, please join me in a short prayer before you return to your work area, be it in a place of business or if your work area is within your own home. Precious Lord, I thank you for blessing me with life and health on today. I realize that every day will not be without its challenges, but I ask that you will equip me to face these challenges to the best of my ability. Lord, I thank you for blessing me to be able to work and to share my gifts with both my family and with the world. Please bless all that I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.